Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, awesome people. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a calmer, more confident life. Ever feel like communication with others is this constant minefield? You know that feeling when words get twisted, emotions flare up, and suddenly you're both just staring at each other like, what just happened? Well, guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Today on Calm and Confident, we're diving deep into the superpower of mindful communication. We're talking about how to build stronger, healthier relationships by becoming more present, intentional, and understanding in our interactions with others. Here's the deal. Stoicism isn't just about being stoic. It's about cultivating inner peace so you can navigate life's chaos with grace. And what better way to do that than through mindful communication? Think of it like this: we all want to be heard, understood, and valued. But sometimes, our words get in the way. We speak impulsively, jump to conclusions, or let our emotions run wild. That's where mindfulness comes in. It's about taking a pause, checking in with ourselves, and truly listening to the other person before we respond. Ready for 5 key takeaways that will level up your communication game? Let's dive in. First up, active listening is your secret weapon. Seriously, people, put down your phone, make eye contact, and genuinely focus on what the other person is saying. Don't just wait for your turn to talk. Try to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Ask clarifying questions, reflect back what they've said, and show them that you're truly engaged in the conversation. Next, emotional awareness is key. Remember those emotions I mentioned getting in the way? Yeah, well, becoming aware of your own feelings is crucial. Before you react to something someone says, take a moment to check in with yourself. Are you feeling stressed, angry, or anxious? Once you identify your emotions, you can choose how to respond in a calm and thoughtful way. Think of it like emotional regulation. You're the captain of your ship, steering through those turbulent waters. Third, choose your words wisely. Ever had that moment where you said something you immediately regretted? We all have. That's why it's so important to be mindful of our language. Avoid harsh words, criticism, or assumptions. Instead, focus on expressing your needs and feelings clearly and respectfully. Remember, communication is a two-way street. Aim for kindness and understanding in every interaction. Now, let's talk about assertiveness, not aggression. Being assertive means standing up for yourself while respecting the other person. It's not about being bossy or demanding. It's about clearly communicating your boundaries and needs. Practice using I statements to express your feelings and perspectives. For example, instead of saying, "You always interrupt me," try, "I feel unheard when I'm interrupted." See the difference? Finally, don't forget the power of empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective, even if you disagree with them. Put yourself in their shoes and consider their experiences, emotions, and motivations. Empathy can help build bridges and foster understanding, creating a more positive and supportive environment. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're having dinner with your partner, and things are getting tense. Maybe you both had a stressful day, or there's an unresolved issue bubbling under the surface. Instead of letting those feelings boil over into an argument, take a deep breath and practice mindful communication. Actively listen to each other, acknowledge your emotions, choose your words carefully, and express your needs assertively. Remember to be empathetic and try to understand their perspective. Suddenly, that tense dinner transforms into a genuine conversation where you both feel heard and understood. So there you have it. 5 powerful tips to elevate your communication game and build stronger, more fulfilling relationships. Remember, mindful communication is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate those small wins along the way. Before we wrap up, let's recap the key takeaways. Active listening, emotional awareness, choosing words wisely, assertive communication, and empathy. Now go forth and conquer those conversations. Remember, you have the power to create positive and meaningful connections with everyone you encounter. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay calm, confident, and keep communicating with intention.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.